Hello, welcome to episode 290 of the Bobbycast. We've actually put out a few this week, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in LA right now, so it's been a pretty hectic week, but we've saved some good stuff for you. I really enjoyed last episode, which was me with the listeners and them asking questions. We should do another one of those for the next couple weeks if you want to go ahead and line that up. But yes, we're going to play back my streaming show called On Time with Bobby Bones, where musically, Maddie and Tay stopped by, Ryan Hurd stopped by, and then my first guest was my fiance, Caitlin. But that's this episode. But I did want to talk with you about a few songs coming out this week. At number five, Olivia Rodrigo, who had the song, I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. She has a new song out called Deja Vu. Here's a clip. Four, Mitch Russell has a new song out called Ran Into You, featuring Trisha Yearwood. At number three, Mark Bryan of Hootie and the Blowfish. He has a new album out called Midlife Priceless. He is a founding member, songwriter, and lead guitarist for Hootie. Here is a new song called Gotta Get Out of Town. I'm a massive Hootie and the Blowfish fan, so that's why it gets there. At number two, Alan Jackson released three new songs, Where Have You Gone, Things Matter, and Way Down in My Whiskey. Here's a clip of Way Down in My Whiskey.
Well, I'm way down in my whiskey. My mind is all unwound. When I'm way down in my whiskey.
And at number one, my guy, I love him. He's so good. I think he is the most underrated artist in Nashville. Brandon Ray has a new song out called My Person.
Out of all the people in the world, it's you, girl. You're my person. You're my person.
More new music. Miranda Lambert released an acoustic version of Settling Down. Elvis Shane released a new song called Country Roads. Parmalee and Blanco Brown released Just the Way featuring Bryce Vine. New version of that. Devin Dawson released a live version of his song What Forever Is. Peyton Smith has a new song called I'm Fine. Demi Lovato has an album. Kanan Smith has an album. John Schneider, who I know from Dancing with the Stars, has an album. And there you go. Thank you very much. I hope you like this. And here is On Time with Bobby Bones. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody on the internet. Welcome to On Time with Bobby Bones. It's me. I'm your host, Bobby Bones. You've heard my show on the radio, hopefully. You've seen me on TV shows. And now I'm streaming a show on your phones. This is all because my doctor told me if I go 1 month without finding a new show to host, I will spontaneously combust. That's right. I am basically gas station Ryan Seacrest. This is the first ever episode of On Time with Bobby Bones right here on Twitch. Hopefully we'll do this once a month. It's like a limited edition talk show. I'll bring in some of my friends. They're all from country music. We'll play some games. We'll play some music. We'll have some fun. And you can also ask questions in the chat. So you'll see the chat there. Put your questions in there. We have people. We have a dedicated staff. It's mostly just Mike D. But we have a dedicated staff over there pulling questions. And we will ask our guests, or you can ask me during the show. For example, we just got a question. Okay, here we go. The question is, how is this show only 30 seconds old and already sucks? That's from BPaisley69. All right, thank you. Tonight we have my friends Maddie and Tay and Ryan Hurd stopping by the house. But before we get to our guests, as you know, most shows start out with a monologue and the thing goes on and on and on and is not even that funny. So I have three jokes for the folks, folks being you watching right now. So here are the three jokes. Joke number one, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey sold an NFT of his first ever tweet for $2.9 million. Yeah, NFTs have boomed in popularity, with some of the crypto pieces selling for millions of dollars. So I've decided that I'm opening the bidding at $1 million to anyone who can explain to me what an NFT is. Joke number two. A father has been arrested on suspicion of child endangerment after he carried his two-year-old daughter into the elephant habitat at the San Diego Zoo to take a picture with the animals. Now, he was charged with child cruelty, What he should have been charged with was being the freaking coolest dad ever. I mean, his two-year-old daughter was basically in the movie Dumbo. Dang, how did he not get arrested for that? Joke number three. According to the CDC, almost one in every six U.S. adults has been fully vaccinated for the coronavirus. The number one reason people said they want to get the vaccine is to see friends and family again. The number two reason is so they have something to post on Instagram this week. And those are your three jokes for the folks. Thank you very much. All right, let's take a look now at what's happening in country music. I mean, I'm in Nashville. I'm pretty connected. So let's look at country music straight out of Nashville. Your headlines of the week. Number one, Brandi Carlile has announced that she will select a few vaccinated fans to attend a concert in person. Fans who have received their vaccine can then enter a lottery to be randomly chosen to join a limited number of other vaccinated audience members inside the Ryman in Nashville, which is super cool and super safe. Meanwhile, in related Corona news, country artist Chase Rice announced he's giving away backstage passes to the first 10 fans who spit in his mouth at his next show. Two different lifestyles are living there. We also have two country artists named Brett celebrating a birthday today. Brett Eldridge turns 35 years old today, and Brett Young turns 40. Happy birthday to both those guys. They're both tall. They're both good looking, so it may be hard for you to tell them apart. The way to tell them apart, the way that I do it, is that Brett Young has tattoos, and then Brett Eldridge has a tiny mole on the inside of his left butt cheek. Don't ask me how I know that. And finally, Dolly Parton has been named the richest country artist. Her net worth is believed to be around $600 million as of 2021. Dolly Parton is so rich, she can obviously buy whatever she wants. Wait, what? All right, I'm being told right now that she just bought the rights to the show. So apparently we're now Dolly Parton Presents On Time with Bobby Bones. There it is. Thank you very much. We have a great show for you tonight. Some of my friends are stopping by. There's only like one commercial too. So that's freaking cool too. So hang out. We're going to answer some of your questions too, some special performances. But first, when I thought about who I wanted my first guest to be, and obviously Maddie and Tay is coming up. Ryan Hurd's coming up. But my first guest, she has traveled all the way from... About 30 yards away, here is my fiance, Caitlin. I'm the only client. And then she trips over the camera. You just sit right there. You just look at me.
Okay.
How are you?
Doing pretty well.
Thanks for being my first guest on the show.
Thank you for having me at my house.
Have you? So I mentioned Dolly Parton a second ago.
Yes.
You've actually met Dolly Parton.
I have.
How in the world do you get to meet Dolly Parton?
Know the right people. My, am I supposed to tell a story?
You can if you want.
Oh yeah. My uncle dated a lady that I loved who was cousins to her manager. So it was a whole thing. So,
and Dolly Parton isn't just like a random country artist to you.
My favorite.
She's your absolute
favorite.
Of all
time, yeah.
What was it like to go and sit? What is it like the first time you see someone that you absolutely have idolized your whole life, like in person?
I didn't know what to say for a second. And then, I mean, immediately I just thought she was beautiful and her clothes were amazing. And she's just everything I thought she would be. And she was so kind. Like,
what did you say?
Hi. And then she said hi back. Oh, I remember what she said. So I walked out to her and I was like, hi, you're so pretty. And she was like, you're so pretty. And it's the first time I believed it. Like ever in my life.
Why? Because she seems so sincere?
Just because it's her. Like, I don't feel like she could tell a lie.
Mm. She is pretty great. Her and Reba and Garth are the three people I say that I've met who are living with crazy expectations on how cool they're supposed to be, mm-hmm. yet still over deliver.
Yeah.
Because anytime I've worked with Dolly or interviewed her or done charity stuff with her, she has always stared a hole in me in the way of, I felt like I was the only one that mattered for that minute.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I felt that way.
Have you met any other famous people? Mm-hmm. Let's do top three most famous people you've ever met. Which, by the way, I didn't tell her we were doing, which camera do I look at? I didn't tell her we were doing any interview. I was like, hey, can you come over and jump in for a second? And you were like, yeah, sure.
Favorite people I've met.
Favorite famous people. Is number one Dolly?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two?
Dabo Sweeney.
Okay. When I told this on Twitter, people didn't believe me.
Yeah.
They said two things. I'm going to tell you what. Can I just be honest with you?
Yeah, I bet I could guess.
What?
I'm not going to give them ammunition. Okay. So I'm not going to say
that. So Dabo Swinney is the head coach of Clemson.
He is
the head football coach. They have a fantastic program there. And you met him in Oklahoma,
in New York.
Okay.
Just one state away.
Yeah. What were you doing in New York?
I was in New York on a work trip.
And so you're where?
At a hotel.
And
in Brooklyn.
Okay. He comes in.
He did.
And you recognized him?
Well, first I recognized Brent Venables, who was the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma. And so I approached him at first and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm from Oklahoma. I'm a huge Sooner fan. And you were our defensive coordinator and you coached Teddy Lehman, who's from my small town, and he won the Butt Kiss Award. And that's amazing. And so we talked about that for a second. And then Dabo was right there and he was so kind. I mean,
was Dabo the head coach at Clemson at the time?
He was. Yeah.
Okay.
And has he ever not been?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you have to have other jobs before. They
don't. No. I mean, at Clemson, has he ever not been the head coach?
You're not just born a baby and then they're like, Dabo, you're the head coach.
I thought you meant he was a different coach at Clemson instead of the head.
So you say to him what?
Hi.
Okay. See, she's got a word. She's definitely got a word. Yeah. That's a good one though. He's so nice. And what did he hang out and talk?
Yeah, he hung out and talked and we sat at there was like a little restaurant bar area and we sat and we talked. It was me and then another coworker of mine and then Dabo and Brent Venables and another coach. And we just sat and talked for a while. It was super fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And the two things people said was one, he probably wasn't that nice.
False.
And that two, he was just trying to hit on you.
False.
And I said the same thing.
Yeah,
I said,
he was not gross. He did not make me feel uncomfortable. He was so genuine and kind. And I felt like I was talking to like a really sweet man from my church, you know?
And
like
there's a picture. You let me take a picture of your picture and post it on Twitter back in the day. Cause everyone was like, that's not true. It was some guy acting like Dabo Swinney.
Right. Which if you're going to pick someone to act like, I don't know that Dabo is going to be on the top of the list, but whatever.
D Sweeney. Clemson is watching, left a comment that said, I remember her.
Oh, hey, Dabo.
So if Dolly's number one and Dabo Sweeney's number two, who would be number three on your famous person list?
I mean, I got to meet a lot of famous people in LA just because they're crawling. And by meet, I mean like I could see them walking down the street. But my third one's going to be Baker Mayfield.
I was hoping that was it because this is a story that I laugh out loud at because I consider you to be so much cooler than me and not affected by any sort of fame, or you just kind of don't care.
That's not true. I don't care about fame for the sake of, oh, this person is famous. I care about them. But if they're famous in something I love, like college football, then hung the moon.
So you're having dinner or something in LA? What were you doing?
So I was at a coffee shop, a really small coffee shop, local called Starbucks, right in LA. And I was sitting there with, it was actually my friend's friend. And so she was busy and she was like, hey, will you go have breakfast or coffee with my friend while he's in town? And I was like, sure, whatever. It was a boyfriend of hers, short time. And I was like, sure, yeah, I'll go get to know him. So then we're sitting there having coffee and this Jeep drives by and they're listening to Dan and Shay, which first like piqued my interest because people in LA don't really listen to country music that often, especially blaring it in a Jeep, right? So,
and you're a Dan and Shay stan.
Obviously, I'm a Dan and Shay stan. Right. Yes. Shout out Abby. So yeah, I'm watching this, or I'm sitting there and this Jeep drives by and they're blaring Dan and Shay. So I was like, that's interesting. So then they drive back by about 3 minutes later and I look up and I know that that's Baker. So I freak out. The guy I'm with has no idea who Baker Mayfield even is. I don't think he's ever seen a football game before.
He's probably thinking about his next acai bowl.
He was probably thinking about his acai bowl, yeah. So then I see Baker and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Baker Mayfield. And my friend, this guy says, who? And I was like, it doesn't matter. And then I got up and I start sprinting. And we're on a patio at Starbucks. So everybody's staring at me like I'm an idiot, which I kind of was in the moment, but I start sprinting. I'm not kidding you. I've never ran so fast. I probably sprinted half a mile and thank God he pulled out of this. What do you call it when there's a strip center? That's it. And he pulled out of the strip center and he starts driving down and the light, thank God, turned red. Like that's when you know I'm living right, when God turned that light red, right when I could catch up with Baker.
Do you think divine intervention stopped Baker Mayfield in his Jeep?
I think God was like, let's give her this
nice
one.
Nice, okay.
And so he gets to the light and he stops and I'm sprinting and I'm sure he thinks I'm insane. I'm waving my arms and I get to him and he's like, hey. And I said, hey, I just want to tell you, like last year at the Rose Bowl, like that wasn't your fault. I'm sure that you like took it really hard. And I just want to let you know that like none of us true fans think that was your fault. And he goes, wow, thank you so much. And then he goes, do you want a picture? And I was like, I mean, I didn't really want, that's not why I ran here, but sure. So he took my phone and took a picture and I cherish it.
That's a good story. Those are your top three.
Top three.
The people are demanding to know what we had for dinner tonight. Our kitchen is literally a rock's throw away. What do we have?
We had turkey taco bowls.
Made by you?
Made by me.
And as a chip, the best chip, by the way, we're not sponsored, is the,
I wish.
The Siete.
Siete.
Siete chip. All right. Well, thank you for coming and hanging out. Anything you want to say to everybody watching here?
Enjoy the show.
She does have a cooking videos on YouTube that are fantastic. You can follow her at Kate C. Parker on Instagram. Thank you so much for coming over. You're the best guest I've ever had on this show.
Thank you.
Were you mad I took on another show?
No, because it's at home.
Love it.
Yeah. Kisses. And it's only going to be once a month.
Kisses for the camera.
And we're limiting our time away from home and our time working.
We have to finish American Idol.
And then
we have a deal.
And then we have a deal. And we stick to our deals around here.
We do.
We do.
You ready to get married?
I am.
Okay, come over here. Give me a kiss.
That's not going to happen.
No, on, give just give me, we're engaged couple. Come here, just give me a little kiss. With a little tongue, not a lot of tongue. Just give me a little tongue.
Okay, kiss, no tongue.
You know what we've been talking about, though? Is kissing at the, when we're, in the, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Yeah, and he's being nasty.
No, I'm not being nasty. I want to do tongue.
No.
Like, my dad is there.
But now Maddie and Tay's heckling me from the corner of a bedroom.
I mean, one... I don't mind. It's like,
no.
Your tongue can come out of your mouth one time.
Yeah, one time.
Wait, I can, but okay. Are we making a deal right here for everybody? I can do this. Watch. Watch me.
Oh.
One time.
Like a lizard?
Like this. Your watch, tongue. Watch.
So you're going to touch the roof of like your that. Mouth with your tongue.
Are you saying I can do one?
I'm going to say your tongue can come out of your mouth one time for no longer than 1 second.
Okay, watch. One of the three.
Okay, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, come here, give me a kiss, just lips.
Not like that, though.
Just lips, though.
Okay, no tongue.
Okay, no tongue.
Oh, my gosh.
There she is, everybody. At Kate C. Parker on Instagram. Is anybody chatting, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, is everything working?
Yeah.
Are we rocking?
It's looking great out there.
Couple notes? What's the notes here? Let's see.
Chat.
Oh, chat. I got a Twitch account to tell Bobby to run for governor. That is chatting from Arkansas. Appreciate that. And then Captain Orgy. What is that?
What?
Aurea? It looks like a G.
Enoria.
I hope you have Luke Bryan on this show sometime. Me too. Where you at, Luke? Let's welcome our next guest.
Luke Bryan.
No, not Luke Bryan. My next guests are the only females nominated for ACM Duo of the Year, and together they made up 33% of all the females played on radio. That is not a joke. Welcome Maddie and Tay. There they are. Just me clapping.
Thanks for having us in your beautiful home.
In your humble abode.
Let us say, too, that... Can I look at them?
Yeah.
It doesn't look weird?
No, you're not supposed to look me in the eye. Did they not tell you this?
Yeah.
Listen, we're crammed in a bedroom.
Oh, this is a beautiful bedroom.
Yeah, your home is stunning.
Really enjoying...
Like, this is a fake set. On TV, this looks like a real life, like, part of my house. And we just stapled a bunch of stuff to a wall.
No, but it feels real and it feels right.
Yeah,
it
feels professional. That matters,
you know?
Do you guys have a routine on who sits where?
I always forget... But Tay always remembers.
The only reason we're sitting like this is so she can be closer to Shane so that she can hear his guitar.
Oh, I forgot you guys are going to play. That's very generous of you.
Oh,
you know what
so
I said?
Excited.
I said they don't have to play if they don't want to.
Oh, guess what? We're playing
a brand new
song that we've never played
before. Yeah, honestly, okay, so there's this song we're going to play for you later, but we saved it just for this because
we think you'll like it.
We know how much you love Die From a Broken Heart, and this is kind of has some of that element on the new record, and we were like, I feel like Bobby would dig this one.
Yeah.
Even though that's, you know, you're in such a great love season of your life, you still appreciate a good heartbreak
song. I love sad songs.
Me too.
There's nothing like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just say this real quick. We had a little adventure before the show started. We brought over a COVID tester and he tested all of us.
Yes.
Right before the show.
And everyone's negative.
And it was a 10-minute test.
It was easy peasy lemon squeezy. And Tay didn't get a nosebleed this time.
Hallelujah.
You get nosebleeds from the COVID test?
No, I'd only ever gotten it once.
This dude was out to cause pain.
He was like, I think you have sensitive sinuses. I was like, I've never been told that a day in my life. I think you just went a little too far.
When I was a kid, because I think my blood vessels are too close to my nose. If it was over 80 degrees and I was outside, my nose bled so bad. Where I would wake up, and I lived in a camper for about a year, and I slept in, I would wake up, my pillow would be completely covered in my blood.
That would be terrifying to wake up to just blood.
You know what's weird? I had a friend, every time we went camping in our camper, she would get nosebleeds.
Weird.
Maybe there's a camper thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I never thought about the camper thing.
Maybe something crawled up in your nose.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, once I was reading, I read Anthony Kiedis' book from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he was, something crawled in his ear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In the middle of the jungle. And he was like, oh my God. And like 2 days later, it crawled out. Otherwise, it was just going to be in his brain.
And they're
brain.
Just scratching around.
Oh my gosh. No.
Let me ask you guys a question. I think a lot of people wonder. What is it like? And I hope you take this as a compliment,
because
I think I experienced the same thing that you guys, to not really be famous, but to kind of be famous. And like this,
I don't even feel famous.
But a little bit, famous. People know who you are. Like, you wouldn't get to come and be asked to be interviewed if you didn't have like a talent and be known for it.
Yeah.
You have number one songs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you're not Justin Bieber.
True. Exactly. Right? Which is, I thank God for every day, because like there are things, like elements of my life that I really want to do as long as I can. Like, for example, something that fills my cup up every week. I teach children's ministry at my church. And so I have been a teacher there for 4 years. And it is like, there are people that like the adults are like, oh my gosh, that's Maddie. And then the kids are like, hi, Miss Maddie. I'm going to try not to crap my pants today. And I'm like, cool. Like, you know, or they're like, Miss Maddie, can you blow my nose? And I'm just like, ugh. Like, you know, I feel like that keeps me really grounded, but it is a blessing. The really only thing that drives me a little crazy is I feel bad, because like my sister-in-law, like, you know, they don't care at all. Like, my family, they're proud of me, but they know me, you know, they love us just for us.
Yeah.
And so she's like, yeah, you know, people at work will be like, oh, I saw this thing Maddie was on. She's like, cool. And then my brother-in-law said he goes to Texas State right now. He's like, I was hanging out with some friends and they're like, dude, so like, what is it like when Maddie's like staying at your parents' house? Are you like starstruck? And he's like, no, because she looks funky as hell in the mornings and, you know, halitosis, hasn't brushed her teeth yet. Like, you know,
I go way too many places looking way too crusty to be uber famous.
And the worst,
that would be horrendous.
I have gotten recognized with no makeup on, and that's embarrassing, because
at least they could tell who you were.
Well, they're just like, you look different. And I'm like,
hey, worst place, and I'll lead, because I'll ask the question and give you guys a second to think about it. Worst place you've ever been recognized. Okay. I'll give you mine. I was in a bathroom at a restaurant, and I was at the urinal, and guys stand, obviously.
And there's you don't make eye contact, I hear.
Like, there was nobody next. There was two urinals, and there was a stall, and the guy in the stall next to me comes over the top and goes, hey, are you Bobby Bones? And over the top.
That is a vulnerable place for you to be in.
Secondly, he was looking down. You could. I mean, he had to look down because he was standing on the toilet.
So he saw your bits.
He saw.
What did you say?
That's vulnerable, man.
I said, yeah. I was so stunned by it. I didn't have some sort of quip, or I was just like, yeah.
You're literally in the most vulnerable stance you can possibly be in as a man.
What's your answer? I have mine.
Well, one, I was shopping at Kohl's, and this little boy scared the crap out of me, like popped out of a like little clothing rack and was like, can I get your autograph? And I was like, oh my gosh, whoo, scared me so bad. But remember, we started Radio Tour and we were at Texas Roadhouse, and that girl, we were trying to go to the bathroom. And we were like trying to get to the next radio station real quick. And they're like, can we get a picture? Can we get this? And I'm just like, dying, can I go pee real quick?
The bathroom's a tough spot.
It's just a very vulnerable place.
Mine was getting waxed, actually.
What?
She recognized me.
What were you?
I wasn't going to ask that. You can do a follow-up. I was just going to sit back and go.
With armpits?
My upper lip.
Okay, let's
go. No, I was doing my maintenance, and she was just talking to me about work, and I was like, this is so uncomfortable.
That
she was
sweet. Is vulnerable.
She meant no harm, but I was just like, I don't want to be talking
so
about
it. So it was like a summertime situation, like bathing suits, I'm just lying.
She said,
remember it was the time we went together and you bailed.
Oh, God. Yeah, I did bail on her. Yeah.
Once I was getting a mole cut off my butt. Now that you bring up the medical thing.
Yeah, and let's get real vulnerable
and
here.
She said, hey, you're the guy from the radio.
Oh.
And I was like, Yeah, my pants were down.
There are just times where you say it and you don't.
And I don't think, and I wasn't angry. I just think it hit her and she said it. She was like, oh, you're the guy from the radio. And that's probably such a normal spot for her to be in.
Sure. Yeah.
She probably cuts moles off 100 butts a week.
Oh my gosh.
Sure. Okay, yeah, you're right. Same for my wax lady.
Yeah.
So they don't even think about it.
It was, to them, that was just a normal part of the day.
Yeah.
But it was like a...
Vulnerable for us.
I guess all mine, my butt or my wiener's out.
Yeah. Right. It's like, why do you have to do that? Like, that is the most vulnerable. Like, can you at least let me put my... like junk back in your pants and zip up and then say, hey, are you Bobby Bones? You know what I mean?
Then
like,
who knows? Then I might be gone.
You know,
do you guys, because you are such wonderful singers, do you guys get asked to play at all your friends' weddings if they're getting married?
I actually did get asked to play. There was a song that Maddie and I wrote together. It was one of our first songs we ever
Slower
wrote.
Horses?
Slower Horses.
I played that for my sister-in-law's wedding before I moved to Nashville.
It's a daddy-daughter song. It's really sweet, but very, very young. And my friend got married recent, it was 2 or 3 years ago, and she wanted me to sing it, and I just didn't have the heart to do it.
You didn't have the heart to do it?
No, I didn't even go to the wedding. We were busy, but yeah.
Yeah, I sang it, but it was for my sister-in-law, who's like, oh, she's the best. Her name's Sarah. My husband is one of five, so I have like a billion, drillion siblings on that side, and then I have one little sister, so I'm just like super blessed with all of the siblings. But yeah, I was like, of course for Sarah, I will totally sing that song. And it was terrible because I was like 16 and still terrible at guitar. I'm still terrible at guitar, but you know, I make do. But
no one comes up to you guys since you've had major success and been like, will you sing Fly at our wedding? Or will you sing, it has to be Fly. But because here's the issue that I'm dealing with right now is we're having a pretty good wedding. You guys met my fiance.
I'm so excited for
y'all.
Marriage is literally the coolest.
You guys are both Oklahoma.
It is the coolest thing, knowing that like you have a person that like no matter how crazy the world gets or no matter what happens to you in life, like you will have that person that will catch you no matter what and be there. And it's like this safe place. Just it's such a cool feeling to like have found your person that, you know, God made for you.
Constant sleepover with your best friend.
Yeah. You guys are both married now.
I know.
Who is first?
Me.
Maddie.
Yes.
3 months. And then we just celebrated our 1 year last month.
Oh, really?
Crazy. Yes. Yeah. We got married right before everything.
What do you think about tongue in the
kiss?
Yeah. Cause you were heckling me from the corner.
I don't think we used tongue. We definitely, it was almost a make out, but no tongue. It was like this, you know, and then pecks.
Oh, I don't like that.
You know, it's better than to show you with my mouth.
It's a weird movement with the lips.
We just did like, maybe not.
It was similar.
Yeah, it was pretty like quick.
Yours is quick, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like.
But no tongue. You definitely didn't do tongue.
No, just, I don't know. It just felt, but honestly, it's your wedding. If you want to kiss with tongue,
I'm cool fine either way, but I knew she was weird about it, so now I'm pressing it. That's the whole thing. It's like when I find something that she's like, I don't know if we should do that, I really want to do it.
Oh, that is a husband. You already have the husband thing down, my friend. Like, literally, you're going to be great.
Our struggle now is we have a lot of close friends. I would say some close friends that are in the industry and that are performers. I'll give you two that I had said publicly would come to the wedding, because some of them, we're not going to say a lot of stuff happening. If it comes out afterward, great.
Yeah.
But Jake Owen will be at the wedding.
Yes.
Awesome.
Close friend, right?
Yes.
And so one of the first people we invited from Nashville, when I moved to Nashville, he's one of the first people I knew because we had a mutual friend back in Austin. And it's like, I'm not asking him to sing one of the big songs.
Right.
But it's like, we're going to have a reception. Don't give me a gift. Just come up and sing a song.
Yeah.
Right? That's not weird, right?
I don't think so. If y'all are close, I wouldn't think it's weird.
I think that, I mean, Jake Owen seems like the type of guy who would be fine doing that.
Yeah.
The one person who said he wanted to sing a song, who volunteered, was Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts. He was like, I'm singing a song.
He's not even invited.
He may not even get off the stage.
That'd be funny. He's not even invited.
You're singing.
I will say, the guest list is hard. Picking the groomsmen and everything. Don't feel any type of way, because people that love you and like love this for you aren't going to be upset if they don't get invited. You know what I mean? Like, I had a lot of people that had their feelings hurt that like weren't bridesmaids or weren't invited. And I'm like, I mean, the thing is, you and Caitlin have to decide together like who you invite, and you don't want it to feel like worky. You want, this is a personal, private thing. So like, you know, you should just, you know, invite the people that you, or my rule was like, if it's someone that you
would be down to like go have dinner with on a regular basis, invite them. But if not, eh.
It did get dicey when we're having to cut people. Like we made the list and it's like, okay, we got to cut some.
I know.
That's why you two got cut. You're right on the edge.
Hey, no, I'm serious. I always tell like my friends, I'm like, I don't take it personally because
I definitely don't.
That's just, and also you're paying for food for these people, man.
That's true. That's an expensive part.
So if you wouldn't pay for a dinner to go hang out, that's what you got to think about.
Let me ask some music questions here before we get the guitar playing.
Yes.
Is it about time?
Yeah.
Break, then they're going to perform. When do I break?
You can do it now.
Let me have like 3 minutes.
Okay.
Is that okay? This is for everybody just turning the stream on. This is our first ever show. We are at my house and I can hear people walking around. Like maybe it's the UPS guy out there.
Who knows?
Maybe it's, who knows?
Did you order something fun?
I do have it's all her stuff now. It used to be all my stuff that came to the house. No, we live together. It's all her packages.
I know. You know what I'm about to order off of Amazon? Helmets for my chickens because they look so cute. I have chickens in my backyard.
How many chickens do you have?
I have 3. I had 4. Pour one out.
Do chickens need helmets? Or
no, they're just so cute.
Okay.
And they're just, you know, little like outfits for them.
Because
so.
Frenchie might have needed helmets.
Ooh, yeah. Frenchie definitely needed helmets.
I have 2 music questions. Let me read their whole sign up. Please follow us here at, how do I say this? CTRL_music_? No, I know it's a control music. I know what it stands for. I'm not that dumb, but it's like if you say control at CTRL_music_. I know it's Control Music, the channel. Shout out Control Music. Love you guys. Appreciate that. We're doing this because of you. But if you were to say that, what would you say, Mike?
Control Music.
Okay, shut up. All right. Here we go. I'm going to ask a couple questions here. Okay. Question number one. You wrote Girl in a Country Song 7 years ago, St. Patrick's Day 2014.
Correct.
Yes.
How would the song be different today? Or would it?
Ooh. I don't think we would have had the guts to release that song.
Today?
Yeah, and I don't 100%. Think we would have released it.
No. No. We were
Why
so naive.
Why did you have
naive.
The guts? Oh.
We were naive. We had no idea.
Young. Just kind of like guns a-blazing. We didn't know any better.
And we didn't care because we were so green. We're like, yeah, who cares? Like, this is what really, we want to say. And then I was like, oh, dang. But now as being 25 and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think we would have had the courage to release
that
song.
So if we were to write it now, it'd probably be like a bland, vanilla, sugar
boring.
You'd allude to a lot of things.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned new music. All right, what's up?
Yes.
Lots of new
what
music.
What can you tell me? Like what? Here, this is, we have like a million people, minus 900 and some thousand, watching this right now. What can you tell me about new music?
So new single drops on Friday. It's
March
called
26.
Woman You Got.
Yep.
Super fun, like almost like a sassier love song. And so we figured you're going to hear that on Friday or at some point in the next couple of weeks. So today we wanted to play you one that we felt would be kind of your, since you love, you appreciate sad songs the way we do.
This one tugs on the heartstrings.
Yeah. And so, we wanted to play just something that isn't going to be out yet just cause this is a fun loosey goosey.
We're just in an empty bedroom.
Yes.
No furniture, just chilling.
Yeah. The acoustics are great in here.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a 2.5 minute break to let their player come in and you're gonna play a new song for us.
Yes.
They have a new song coming out Friday. If you wanna follow them on TikTok, it's at Maddie and Tay Music. Is somebody sitting on Maddie and Tay? At Maddie and Tay? Squatting on it?
What? What's squatting mean?
They got the domain and now you don't get it back.
Oh no, we got it.
You have both Maddie and Tay and Maddie and Tay Music?
No, not on Instagram. Maddie, are you
talking about Maddie? We should have all of it. I think
Maddie
we got all
Tay
them
Music.
Domains.
No, Maddie and Tay Music is a fan account. We're Maddie and Tay Music on TikTok.
Yeah,
I
on
don't
TikTok,
know.
You're Maddie and Tay Music.
Tay does the TikTok. Okay.
Hey, look, just type in Maddie and Tay, see what happens.
Yes,
that's what I do.
Just Maddie
Roll
and Tay.
The dice. All right.
See what you get.
2 minutes and 30 seconds. We will be right back. All right, we're back. Welcome to On Time with me, Bobby Bones. The show started on time, too, because had it not, I'd have fired every freaking person here. Because you know why? Everything's on time. Maddie and Tay are here. If you're flipping channels on the remote and you come across us, I don't know how that happened. We're not on TV. Hey-o. Okay, look. You guys are going to play a brand new song.
Yep. Yes.
Who's your player here?
This is Shane Smith. We are going on half a decade together.
We're more than that.
Are you,
6 years,
are you
right?
sick of us yet?
Yeah.
Ride
half a decade
die.
Sounds a lot longer than it really is.
This
like,
is you know, a decade.
They're like half a decade. I'm like, wow. I'm like, that's 5 years. Like, yes.
But we've been best friends for a decade and some change.
Yeah, 11 years.
And which then, is weird that you're 25.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I just meeting you guys, you were teenagers.
Oh yeah, I know, with bad hair. My hair.
Well, you're supposed to have bad hair as teenagers.
You know what's so messed up is like us, even at 18, like being famous and in the public eye, our hair and our fashion was still kind of funky. But these kids these days, they look like freaking Instagram models. I'm like, what happened to the awkward phase? That doesn't happen anymore. Like, where did that go?
Mine, I'm still in the middle of mine. So,
I feel me too. Yeah, you know, just trying to get a little bit of.
Tell me this song. What are we doing here?
Woo, we are doing one of a brand new songs from our new record called "Watching Love Leave." Yes.
Watching it's Love Leave.
Watching Love Leave.
Do we know? Do we know that already? Was that already announced?
No, this is this is totally our first time.
Why are you watching anything else? We just announced their new record. Watching Love. Why is it called "Watching Love Leave"? And both of you guys are. Married.
Well, no, it's not the whole album. It's just the song.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry,
I got you all excited. What's the name of the album?
We don't know yet. We should actually send you the record and see if...
We need help picking
it. We need to do that.
Do you have options yet?
No.
Well, we could go with a song title, but no song title has really jumped out.
But like, for example, with the second record, The Way It Feels, we were going to name it...
One Heart to Another.
One Heart to Another. And then Bathroom Floor, I was listening to it one day, and I bet you're going to love The Way It Feels. That little part, like... popped out and I was like, hold up. So and then naturally lyric. Song or album yeah. title. So
is it a double album?
Well, I wish.
Thank God. No more double albums. Yeah. Listen, Morgan Wallen's double album was great, but now everybody's gonna do double albums.
It, true.
Yeah.
And no, let's move on, kids. Yeah.
We're going like 14 songs max.
Okay.
Yeah. For the deluxe.
Just maybe, be like, hey, we did 2 7 song albums. Look at us. It's a double
Boom.
Album.
Exactly.
Are you guys ready to play this new song?
Yes.
It's called
Watching Love Leave. You got 2 out of the 3, and Thank you. Bonus points.
Bonus points. Here they are. Maddie and Tay.
It's 1 key in the drawer, 1 in the ignition, 2 feet out the door, 3 words missing, hope you find what you're looking for. We fell hard, but we fell short. It hurts to give up, hurts to keep hurting. I washed your favorite shirt. 1 thing's for certain, we tried, baby, didn't we? I never thought I'd be watching love leave. Sitting on a front porch swing, got his truck packed up, and there it goes down the road with his stuff in my heart and our plans and our dreams. Leaving on a one-way street, nothing left to say. There it goes down the road, 'cause you know and you know when you're watching love leave.
Come on, that was great. I wish if I had 10 hands, I'd clap. But just one, just one sounds awkward. Here, watch how good you guys are. Wait.
Does it sound as...
Everybody saying the sound. Everybody saying the sound is amazing.
Yay! See,
y'all got this stuff figured out.
Look at that. The audio sounds great.
Look at you go, Mike.
Look, the artist is clapping for the sound guy. First time in music history.
Hey, you know we've had bad sound guys.
We know bad sound guys,
so we appreciate it.
You know I love you guys. Thank you guys.
We love you.
Great job.
Always an honor.
We are so happy for you and the amazing journey that you're about to start being a husband. Marriage is the coolest thing. I'm so pumped for you.
Thank you, Maddie. So when it's not going well, I'm going to text you and be like, please help.
Dude.
Please help 25-year-old that's been married longer than I am.
As long as you just day by day and no one has it figured out. And there's days where you're going to want to just like, oh, I can't stand you. And that's okay. Those are, you know, maybe today's one of those days for me. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
You did great. Can he unplug Mike?
Yeah, you're good.
All right. Okay. Maddie and Tay, everybody. New song comes out Friday.
Thank you so much. You guys check it out.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Now, since we're not a real show, this is an awkward transition where they walk away and I keep talking to the camera.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
I did pull up the stream as it was happening, and I appreciate all you guys commenting. Like, people are watching this. It's crazy. Next up, he's a singer-songwriter who's written songs for Luke Bryan, Lady A, Dierks Bentley, and more. He also has washboard abs and resembles the second coming of Jesus. Ryan Hurd, everybody. There he is. Play this guy some music as he comes in. Whatever. We're on. Hey, you think you've been on the big time, right? Yeah, you think you... What, have you done any shows? Any of the big shows?
Like what?
Like big TV shows?
I do the Today Show.
Gets no bigger than that. That was until cool. Until this.
I didn't even forget the words.
Oh, that's a thing too, live TV.
Yeah.
You ever forgotten the words in a big, like at one of your shows?
Oh yeah, all the time.
And what do you do?
I look at my guitar player and I say, what are the words? And he says, I don't know either.
So then what do you do?
Just hope the crowd knows them enough to till I remember them again.
Could you ever do this?
That's what I try to do, but usually it's like the first verse, which is not like very conducive to...
Yeah, they're not even pumped up yet.
Right. They're like, cool, man. And but sometimes like the people in the front row, like they'll know the words. So you can kind of like watch them singing and it'll help.
They got there first or paid the most for a ticket, so they probably know the most.
Yeah. Usually those are your meet and greet people.
Yeah, true. So and you know their names too because you just met and greet them. And so you're like, Jimmy, help me out.
Well, and then usually, especially on club tours, you'll see the same people kind of following the tour. So it's generally the same people that were there last night because it's drivable. So, but yeah, forgetting the words, that's terrible. That's a terrible, terrible, terrible feeling.
You know what I want to do? Because we haven't used this yet. You and I are going to play Jenga as we do the interview.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am honored.
Do you want to gamble?
Yeah.
Because I'm not good at Jenga, but I'm not bad. Like, I haven't played enough.
I didn't bring any cash, but...
That's all right. We have Venmo.
Yeah.
20 bucks?
Yeah, sure.
Here's the thing about Ryan and I. If you
How about we do...
Put it here.
How many is that?
What do you mean? You know how... You can look
we
at this...
We can do per...
He's an expert in Jenga.
We can go per block.
What do you mean?
We can just go 20 bucks all in.
20 bucks all in. All right. And I'll ask you questions as we play.
Yeah. I'll go first because I'm the guest.
All right, go ahead.
I haven't played Jenga in a while.
Oh, you're a pusher. Is it always pushing? You can tell how terrible I am at Jenga. It's pushing?
Oh, and that's the easiest one. First is always. Come
on. Your son turned 1 year old today.
He's one today, yeah.
Yet you're here?
Yeah.
Is that because he went to sleep or because you're a father that leaves his baby?
I didn't feel bad about it till that moment. He had his birthday party on Saturday, so today was like, hey, happy birthday, but we already kind of did all the stuff, so.
Does a one-year-old know what's going on?
Absolutely not. And he had never had sugar before.
Before when?
Saturday.
Wow.
But like, you know, you would never feed a kid like a piece of cake, right? I mean, it's things you learn when you actually have a kid.
Like they don't eat cake until there's oh my gosh, and there's no reason to feed them like a piece of cake. So he just went into like, it was like jet fuel.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he loved it. He had a great time. He loved the attention. So he's been a quarantine baby, right? COVID baby.
Yeah.
So he has no friends. And he has one cousin that he can hang out with. But basically, like, he never gets any attention. So he ate it up, man. It was fun to see, like, the lights come on.
So when does the baby start to remember stuff?
Like, I don't know.
He's not going to remember his first birthday party. So that was basically for you guys.
So we didn't really get him. Like, everyone got him. Like, we had our families come over. And they all got him these gifts and stuff. And I was like, man, I hope my gift I got at the last second shows up in time.
Well, but again, if it didn't, who cares? Tell him his birthday. Tell him
me. That's for us. I got him, like, some, like, little wooden golf clubs that he just took, the golf ball and put it in his mouth. And that was it.
You got him a new headset for Call of Duty?
It is weird, man. The kids, they just grab at your phone constantly. So you have to be constantly taking the phone away.
Oh, that's a close one.
That was iffy.
You're 6'3".
6'3".
Your wife is 5'1".
5'1". It's a weird, but she fits kind of right in the pocket. That's the way I describe it. So.
How does that affect your daily life though? Because I would think there are certain things that only you can do and some things you can't do at all because you're so big.
I'm not Manute Bol.
But compared to her, she's quite small, which is convenient at times.
Yeah. I think it affects, like, people. Like, I can reach everything in the cupboards, right? Oh, no. But she can't. So I think it affects her more than it affects me.
Okay, let's see here.
This is thrilling television.
No, it is. This is internet television at its finest.
We're getting to it. And this is going to be really loud for those watching at home or on your devices.
We got close-ups to this board in case we need it. We do? If I'm pulling it halfway out, am I committed to it?
No, I don't care.
I mean, what's the rule? What's the official Jenga rule? Am I know the official Jenga rule?
I think it...
That's not how you play Jenga. Put pieces back on top. Oh, Caitlin came running over.
Oh, yeah. You're right. This doesn't...
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you're supposed
to... Did you know that, Caitlin?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's stack them up. Go ahead, stack them up.
Okay.
We thought you'd just take it all out, and then... That would be lame if we just took it all down.
I know. It's my fault. I started first.
Okay. Do I do...
We'll be okay. I think this is the one that's going to get sticky right here.
If you could take back a song that you had written for an artist that was a massive one, because you have a bunch of hits.
Okay.
Just from my mind here, You did Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset for Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Lady Antebellum, you had a big hit with Bartend. Which one?
What If I Never Get Over You was mine.
Wait, what? What? No,
The first one off the last record was
What
mine.
If I Never Get Over... Okay.
Yeah, I wrote that.
What else you have, the hit?
My other number one, I have three number ones as a writer.
You can do it.
Lonely Tonight with Blake was my first one.
Boom. If you could take one of those back, what would you do?
I think the one that would make most sense is You Look Good, which is like a number.
That's the one from Lady I was talking about.
Number two. So that's the one.
Are you kidding me?
That's the one I'd probably.
It got to number two.
Yeah.
And not number one.
Those things happen. It's kind of a rite of passage as a songwriter to have a number two song. Dang. Not a number two song, but I write plenty of those. But
so that'd be the one you'd.
I think that
cut again.
That's probably the one that makes most sense. Sunrise, actually, I really like my version of Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset. Too, because it feels like I wrote it kind of about like being in Michigan, and it's a very northern song, and like I love writing country music for people in the Midwest, and because it's just a massive, there's so many people that love it up there, and we always write about Georgia, I feel like, down here. So
who else represents the Midwest?
Well, from my hometown in Kalamazoo, Michigan, it's like me and Frankie Ballard, a guy named Kyle Jennings from like a few years ago. Obviously Bob Seger, Kid Rock.
Country music wise in Nashville now.
I mean, there's guys, I mean, who's from Ohio? I think there's some Ohio.
Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts is Ohio. Who else?
Hey, you're taking your eye off the prize here, bud. I need that $20.
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
How far down am I allowed to go?
No idea. I didn't know we were doing the.
Caitlin, sorry.
Yeah, Caitlin comes in with the rule book. We've now been penalized. Have you ever revealed anything in an interview about your wife that she was like, hey, why? Because sometimes I say stupid stuff in interviews.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? She's like, why did you say that in an interview? And I'm like, I wasn't thinking.
Well, I'll tell you what she did. She told everyone our wedding date on the red carpet once, and I wasn't there. And I was like, that's kind of something you don't like spill the beans on unless I'm like standing there with you. And but I didn't care that much.
Yeah. I don't
other
know.
Than that,
I don't have a play here, man.
It might be $20 to me.
Everything I grab.
Yeah.
Every single.
Hey, can we get a ruling on
how far down you're allowed to go? Guys?
They're 20 seconds. I think they're like 20 seconds behind.
Okay, wait. No, but I'm gonna push it over.
At some point, you gotta commit.
Are you stopping at one kid?
I think so.
Ask him that as I'm trying to figure it out.
I think so. Marin loves to tour and loves to work, and our kid is awesome and he's really easy, and we don't feel like at this point a huge need to add to this. I think three is perfect, but
oh, suck it. Look at that.
So, you know, you never know. They say that
you want three kids. Is that what I heard you say?
Absolutely not. Oh. I said the three of us. It feels pretty good right now. So
we have another game.
I don't feel like I need. I don't. At this point, we're one and done. But that could always change. I think everyone says that.
Come on, fall.
No.
So we have a game for you. We're gonna play out loud here.
Okay.
We have three baby cries. One of them. Can you name your baby crying? That's what we're going to call it.
I think so, but do you have actual audio of this?
Can you name your baby crying? Ready? Here's baby cry number one. That's enough? There you go. Here's baby cry number two. That's enough?
That's it.
Hold on. Let's hear number three. Okay.
Two. Am I right?
We're going to play. Well, no, don't ask him. He's the sound guy. And he also,
I think, two. I'm pretty sure it's two.
Everybody has nine jobs on this show.
Gotcha.
The game is called Can You Identify Your Baby Crying?
I'm pretty sure it's two.
Okay. The answer is none of them were your baby. And you left him for his birthday party. Ryan heard to hear everybody.
I knew you didn't have. How are you supposed?
Ryan's reading the sign that's meant for me. Go ahead and read it out.
Okay.
It says, thank God for Caitlin because she corrected
me. I do not have a podcast. I don't have the energy to do it. But
look at this. Boom.
Joe's Sister, 1987. I do not have a podcast. Thank you for saying it's my voice is soothing, but I don't really have the stamina to do that. I write songs every day. That's kind of my daily grind. You're up. So
here's a question for you. Someone on Twitch said, how did you and I become friends? How did we become friends?
We met at the CMT Awards at Bridgestone, and I actually was reading your book, and you walked, and it was right when the Dierks and Maren song came out, and you walked up to me and said, "I like that song that Dierks and Maren recorded. I know you wrote it. My name's Bobby." And I said, "I'm Ryan, and I just finished your book." And so then, you know, I think we just traded numbers and started texting after that. So
smash cut.
There you go.
You're dropping your dog off.
Yeah. So your dog and my dog are brothers.
Yeah. Half brothers, huh?
That's what they say.
Yeah. It's your move, by the way. We got to have a winner here.
Sorry. Yeah. The people. Uh-oh. That might be. Oh, this might be it.
I mean, saw your golf swing.
It's not very.
No. Here's the thing. Ryan is always saying, "Hey, let's play golf." And I don't want to play with somebody who's really good. And I saw your on Instagram, your golf swing, and you're too good.
Who would ever post a bad golf swing? That's gonna end the game.
It is.
It has to.
I feel like. I'm committed though, huh?
Yeah, I think at this point you can try to put it back, but I don't know if you're gonna. I'm not a good golfer. I'm actually a 14 handicap, I believe, right now.
Stay.
But I like playing scrambles, and I post the really good shots to Instagram, like when you just crush one.
Yeah. Oh, is this going to stay up?
No, I think the physics are against you, but. But that was, I haven't played Jenga, I think, in like 10 years. So that was a blast.
Oh, you $20.
You come for the thrilling action.
I owe you $20.
On Time with Bobby Bones.
He has to look at the sign.
There's a lot of shows, man.
He's like,
a lot of shows.
On Time with Ty Bentley.
I know.
No.
I didn't say on the Bobby, whatever.
Bobby Jones
the
show.
The many other shows. The Bobby Bones show, the Bobby cast.
Let me ask about your music, though. Like, seriously. Sure. You don't have to pick it up.
I'd like to be a good guest.
The new single, talk about that for a second. You were going to you were actually going to come on and play, okay, but it turns let me out tell you, we didn't have the music licensed.
No. Apparently, this platform is very new. Okay.
You're not supposed to read the sign. I am.
You're welcome.
They're holding notes up.
Oh, sorry.
His name is William Morris, like the agency? Or is it William Morris, the agency?
Anyway.
What's thanks for the bits mean?
People donate to the Twitch show.
People donate?
Oh.
Bits, and they're cheersing. They're giving you...
We're very new. Thank you for the bits.
Wait, we can make money by doing this? Is that true? You guys can. How do they donate? I've totally disregarded Ryan being a guest.
That's okay. Like, no, I'm thrilled. I've never been on Twitch before. My mom asked me what it was, and I did not have an answer. I thought it was a video game platform, which apparently it is.
I used to play video games on Twitch here.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool.
I watch to do that, and I watch Carla Marie and Anthony. They may be watching this. I'm not sure if they are. Everybody follow Carla Marie and Anthony's show because they're fantastic.
But apparently, this sort of content is new to Twitch, so my label doesn't have a deal hammered out with the platform. And I was just going to come sing like "Home Home on the Range," and even that got shot down.
Public domain. They said no to public domain.
Well, it's apparently a me thing. So I didn't realize that was that important. It kind of made me feel pretty good.
Okay, let's get back to your single here. We're doing some business here.
Okay.
Because you are the headliner of this show. You come on last for a reason.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh. By the way, Ryan got here like 2 hours early, and I was at the Opry. I was working at the Opry, and so he pushed a little button. He popped up on my phone. I was like, "Hey, man." I'm like, "Hey." I start talking to him through the little button, and I'm like, "Go on in." And then I'm not here yet, and then there's some guy walking around back behind the building, and then Ryan texts me and goes, "Are you here?" And I was like, just go in the house.
I live pretty close, and I saw on Instagram that you guys were setting up and that you were in here. I got here 10 minutes early. It's called On Time with Bobby Bones.
You got here an hour and 10 minutes early.
But we were supposed to be here at 7. I got here 6:50.
Why didn't I supposed to be here that early?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Huh. Anyway, I just follow directions. I can't be late for a show called On Time.
True.
So
again, let me ask about your music here.
All right. Sorry.
The single you put out has been the best early...
Sure.
Numbers you've ever had when you put out a single.
And you know, I knew that if Maren and I ever did like an official duet, you only get like one swing at that, one shot. And we knew this was the song that we really loved. We recorded it a couple times, and I was really scared putting it out because if it fails or people really hate it, that's on me. And then Maren's name is also attached to it. So it's like a double whammy. So I'm just thankful people seem to like it. And, I'm just really proud of it. You played it first on the radio, which I think you've done with every, you did it with 2AT, which just went platinum.
Is that right?
Yes. So I actually have a platinum single, and which is crazy.
That's pretty cool.
You played it first.
But you have platinum songs you've written too.
Yeah, but it's different when it's your name.
Is it?
And your voice. It's just because when you write them, if it fails, it sucks, but it isn't like, it's not your name. Like when you're an artist, you work one song at a time, no matter what. As a writer, you can have a couple things going on. So if one doesn't work out, you still have a couple things over here that you're hoping do. As a writer, you're taking one swing at a time, whether it's your single or your album. So this one, I don't know. It's really validating as an artist because I've taken a couple swings at radio and had a little bit of success, and I've had enough success with To A T that, you know, have my own tour and stuff. But I don't know, having Marin's name on it and then having people really love it, it's just been such a validating and a cool experience for me. And I don't know, I feel really lucky to get to do country music. I feel really lucky to get to be a writer and an artist, because most people don't get to do both things, right? And I've gotten to go to all the like fun stuff with Marin and just the award shows, and we've just gotten to accomplish all of it. So.
Hey, Ryan, they're holding the sign. Why don't you read this up? Did I come in with a sign?
Hey, new subscribers, thank you so much. D-Reds, SH, Steve, 3377, Django, T-Mac, 1827. Blessings to you.
You didn't tell everybody the name of your new song.
It's called Chasing After You. It's Ryan and Marin. And we're really, really proud of it and thankful for everybody that supports it. Thank you for playing it first. And I mean, it's really a dream come true. It's been a really special month.
Caitlin, do you wish I look like him, like body-wise?
No, what a weird thing to ask me.
Well, I don't feel like...
You?
He's like, they got the perfect body.
Hey, man.
He's 6'3"?
I don't know what you want me to do right now. I feel really awkward.
The object of this game was to make everybody feel awkward, including myself.
You answered it right. She said no.
Caitlin, come on in here for a second.
I said no, but I didn't.
No, I tell you what, man, we did every time it's like music video time, you work out a lot. And then after that, I just eat hot dogs and just let it all go. So I've been having a great month and a half. It's been,
it was just a joke question. Yeah, it's a joke question. Well, listen, Ryan,
I didn't like it either.
Oh, you're 20. Okay.
He's going to ask me again tonight too. He's going to be like,
you won $20.
Thank you.
People are streaming your song like crazy.
Double or nothing next time.
Double or nothing next time. I'm still not going to play golf with you yet. Got to get a little better.
You're just as good as me, I promise. Are invited.
That is not true. Hey, Caitlin's pretty good.
I've seen you guys play, and I keep asking.
She's never had a... Will you pull that microphone up to you, Caitlin? She had never played golf, but she's such an athlete that she gets out there, and she's like, oh, my God.
I feel like golf is the thing, and I'm most guilty of it, that people overthink. Just be athletic. And
well, for her, that's easy. For me, it's not.
Because she is an athlete. Yeah, you can swing it. I think golf, here's the thing with golf. Everyone sucks at golf. Even if you're good at golf, you're not that good at golf. Mm. So to me, you just go out there, have a good time, and like try to beat yourself. That's what I like to do.
What were you about to say? I heard you like try to stumble a few words out.
That doesn't happen with us. Like if I'm not playing well... I not only get irritated, he gets irritated.
A lot of pressure. Okay.
That's not exactly true. I get irritated when you like want to stop playing because you're not playing well.
Well, I feel like there should be some sort of rule where like you get 3 holes and if you're not doing great, you can quit.
That is totally okay.
I feel like that as well.
She plays, and if she's not hitting, because some holes she's freaking amazing. But you know how it is with golf. Yeah. We should keep a freaking count. I think I've had 5 so far this game.
Better than the other one.
But she will go, I'm just not having fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because right now you're not playing that well. And also what got me in trouble, I told her after 9 holes.
Oh, yeah. This was bad.
What do you mean? What did I tell you?
Okay, so we were.
Not what you interpreted.
I'm going to explain the story.
Go ahead.
So we were playing, and it was with my parents, my sister, and her fiance. And so we were like, okay, we're going to go play 18 holes. And I said...
You can read it out loud. Everybody's obsessed with the cards when they come in. They hold up notes.
No.
Okay, weirdo.
Someone asked us to whip off our shirts and compare our chests. I'm not comparing my chest with him. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not comparing my chest.
I'm too fuzzy right now.
Okay.
No spray tan. Come on.
Exactly.
I'm not prepared.
So we were about to play 18 holes, and Bobby told... He said, you know, it's going to be 18 holes with all of us, which with 6 people, that's going to take a long time.
5 hours.
But we were playing 4 and 2.
Oh, it's 4 hours.
Yeah.
And he said, you play 9 and we'll get something to eat. Okay. So I'm picturing nine holes. I get a break. I'm having a full meal.
No, clubhouse. You go and you grab something on the way.
You get a hot dog and you go.
We didn't even hot dog. It was like maybe a protein bar.
Okay, yeah.
I was hacked.
She thought we were going to Ruth's Chris in the middle, putting on suits, fine dining. And I was like, grab your stuff and let's go. She's like, this is not going in to eat.
I did.
Yeah.
What he should have said is, it is perfectly acceptable to quit after nine holes.
Thank you, Ryan.
But
you can tell he's been married.
If you're going to play 18, it is quick. He's right. But it could have potentially been communicated a little differently if you had no context. But he didn't lie to you.
Get something to eat does not mean get a protein bar to me. That means you're going to have a meal.
What's the one piece of advice you're going to give us about being married?
Okay. Oh, man. Do you want like a serious piece of advice or like a fun piece of advice?
Give us one of each.
Well, the thing that we just went through was like, this is our son's first birthday today. So I think like when we had a kid, it was really hard to be nice to each other in certain moments. Like you had to really, really try to like be nice because you get so tired. That's like universal. And I think that like you sort of forget that when you get frustrated with each other, that you are on the same team, even if it's really frustrating moments. So I think it's so simple, but just being nice to each other.
When like, it's not easy.
Remembering like how to talk to each other, like just your tone is important. That changes. Like we got an argument about a sippy cup before I left. And I was like, this is a piece of garbage. And she's like, I don't care. We don't have any other ones that are any good. And I was like, I'm buying a new one. And she's like, we already have that one. And you just realize
I'm on her side.
Arguing about the dumbest thing. And like, you know, who was mean was the baby today. That's the kid. He was crying all day. So we're the nice ones in this equation. And you sort of like getting back on each other's team is really important. That's a long answer, but I think it sort of tied up pretty nicely, right? I mean,
no, I think it's
be a good nice to each other.
That's a good note for us.
Yeah. Did you get our save the date?
I did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited.
I didn't see RSVP, so that's why I was asking.
Oh, dang. She got him with I didn't see you RSVP.
She got him with
RSVP.
All I'm saying is I checked the list earlier.
I got it. It's a beautiful invitation. I truthfully, we're just putting our summer together right now. So
I get it.
Yeah, we get it. Know.
It's totally
big deal. Tour schedule. Deal, yeah, we get it.
That's the hardest. The hardest part right now for everybody is sort of opening back up, but also not exactly knowing what we can or will do. So it's just everybody's a bit of a limbo.
Yeah, so hold off on that wedding. You probably have other stuff to
get to creep on. Fine. Yeah. Or have a sippy cup to buy or something. Yeah. Right?
Okay, thank you. All right.
T-Mac 1827 gave 200 cheers. Cheers?
Cheers!
Thank you, T-Mac 1827. Look at this. Wow.
That name has come up a lot.
Hey, I don't know what that means. I'm going to be honest with you, but it's great. Give us more. What do they do? You guys have to understand, I would get on Twitch and play NBA 2K, and then nobody would ever give me money. I don't even know you could do that. Who knew people were giving? How much money they give? How much do we have a tote board?
Is there a tier to dollar ratio?
Do I need to pay off Ryan Hurd for showing up tonight? Thank you guys, Ryan.
This guy, the end of this just really did get very personal.
It's good though. We like that.
It's good. We started with Jenga.
We could do that with you.
Got to what's marriage advice and why have you not RSVP'd to my wedding? I understand it's a lot of juggling for you. I'll make sure we do this week, 100%.
Thank you.
Please give us more cheers. Yeah? Yeah.
Morgan.
Give us some cheers or some bits, right?
Mike, will you explain what's the difference between a cheers and a bit?
Mike, come over here. Let's put Mike on camera for a second.
People are loving Mike on the chat. I've been watching the chat.
Here, come over here.
General comment. Kayla needs her own show.
So basically,
thank you, General.
Yes, general comment. These two guys.
By the way, I can't believe your mom named you General.
Okay.
But, okay, here you go. So
basically, remove the talent that's already here and put her. Okay, yes. Got it.
We've both been.
See you later.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Honestly, I don't know the difference between the two. I'm learning today, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hey. You walked over here just to say that.
Yeah. You told me to come over here.
By the way, MVP, Mike. Thank you.
Congrats, Mike.
People on the chat are going off on Mike.
Mike's getting married this summer, too.
He is. Mike.
Congrats. Hey, that advice, same for you. Be nice to each other.
Don't be giving the same advice to two different people.
Give him the fun advice that you...
Yeah, what's the fun advice you didn't mean to give us?
Well, I got to think of that now, because I was really just going to say be nice to each other either way.
All right. That's good. Hey, Mike, be nice.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
Listen, Ryan, thank you for coming. As always.
Hey, I'm really proud to be here. Thanks for letting me be first
on your ever show. Closing out the night guest. All right, I do have a closing thought here. Thanks everybody for watching tonight. It's the first episode of On Time with Bobby Bones. We'll be back here on Twitch every month with more country artists doing dumb or ridiculous things. Before I go, I'll leave you with this. The next time you're thinking about posting a negative comment on my social media, just stop. Don't do it. I'm a human, just like you. Do I not bleed when you cut me? My fiance Caitlin got a mean message the other day calling her the W word that rhymes with boar. I clicked through it to their page, and you know what I saw on their Instagram? Matthew 7:12. That's true. That's true. Instagram should revoke your handle. There's so much negativity in the world. The last thing any of us need is to open our phones and feel worse about who we are. The only time we should open our phones and feel bad about ourselves when we accidentally open up the front-facing camera when it's like this. That's the only time we should feel bad about ourselves. Have a great night. I'll see you next time right here on the show. We call On Time with Bobby Bones. As my friends say, be excellent to each other and party on. Bye, everybody.